The Warriors and Pistons squaring off in a physical game where a 41-point third quarter helps the Warriors separate. Stephen Curry providing energy from the jump. 24 points and 6 assists, all part of a game-high plus 32 night for Steph. Kevin Durant leading all scorers with 25 points to go with 9 assists and 6 boards. Draymond Green with 9 rebounds and 13 assists as Klay Thompson adds 23 points with 4 trays to the mix. And the Warriors win by 20. 127 to 107 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Klay.
Yeah, the third quarter was great. You know, we knew we had to pick up our defense. First half, we weren't making much of an impact at that end of the floor. We were kind of trading baskets. So third quarter was great. And then I thought we did a good job of closing the game out.
Steve, how unique is Draymond's skill set, the kind of guy that can impact the game in so many ways without hitting a shot?
Yeah, he's a very unique player. He's about 6'5", really. I don't know what we list him at, but I talk to him every day, and he's like, he's just barely right here. Somehow he's guarding 7-footers and dominating games in a lot of different ways. But, you know, his passing ability is so important for us, but it's his defensive versatility that really makes us go. And it's great when you can have a guy who, on a night like tonight, you know, he goes 0 for 4, but makes a huge impact on the game. You need players like that, especially with our team and the skill that we have. You have to have guys who are going to kind of keep it together, and that's what he does.
You've been around the league for a really long time. Is there anyone that you remind you of?
He's got a little Dennis Rodman in him. Not as crazy as Dennis, but you know, he's a great rebounder. He's got a good feel. Dennis always had a great feel for the game. That was an underrated aspect of his game. And he wasn't nearly as crazy as he made himself out to be. But the competitive desire is very similar. You know, what made Dennis who he was his competitiveness. He just got after it and wanted to get under people's skin. And, you know, Draymond's got some of that in him. I mean, he wants to dominate the game emotionally, and it's a great trait to have. And you have to have guys like that, just competitive freaks, just guys who want to just win desperately, and that's Draymond.
Steve, did you sense that a day off for Klay was helpful? I mean, he looked fresh and shot well. And
I thought it was helpful, and I thought he had a good game. He was moving well. He shot the three well. I probably played him a few more minutes than I wanted to, but I thought he had a good night.
About your next game, what's more important, how you play or whether you win?
I'd like to do both. That's the obvious answer. You know, we always try to focus on the process and keep getting better, and that's all. That's all it's about, is continuing on with the work in progress. And we made a good step tonight, and hopefully we'll play well.
Steve, the last two opponents you've played aren't great outside shooting teams, but before you played them, you were leading the league in three-point defense. Is there a reason for that, and how much do you emphasize that, and what's the impact, considering how many threes you guys make?
Well, we emphasize it, and I think a lot of it is our personnel. We have a lot of long-limbed, long-armed guys who can get out and challenge shots and bother people. So it's been a hallmark of ours the last couple of years, and the way the game is played these days, it's really important to be able to guard the three-point line. We've been good at it. And you know, it's all you have to do is look at all the best teams in the league. They all shoot the three well, so it's something we've got to continue to do.
This was the second game in a row with more minutes with Curry and Durant together, and then Draymond with that second and fourth quarter lineup. How did you think both sides of that equation looked today?
I thought it looked pretty good. You know, it's I think that the group to start the second and fourth with Draymond. There's not as much scoring on the floor, but we have a kind of an extra gear defensively that I like. And then I think it's been good to explore, you know, Steph and KD playing together a little bit more in the first and the third. They obviously play together quite a bit, but to play them when Draymond's on the bench gives it a different look, gives the offense a little different look. And so it's just something we're kind of experimenting with. But I think so far it's gone pretty well.
Steve, coaches will tell us in any sport, every game is important. Every game is the same. In other words, we're not going to underestimate anybody. But we look at it and say, okay, you got the Pistons, now you have the Cavs. Mm-hmm. And do you think there's too much emphasis or people just looking for stories? I'm just wondering.
Well, no, it's a great rivalry, and I think it's a game that everybody who follows the NBA looks forward to. There's only two of them in the regular season, and we've played them back-to-back in the finals, so it's become a much-anticipated rivalry game, and it's good for the league, it's good for us, good for them, and should be fun.
A 50% shooting on threes, some teams go months without doing that. You guys seem capable of doing that on any night. Is it a stat that catches your eye when you look at that after the game and say, wow, we shot over 50% on threes? Or are you just kind of numb to it?
I sort of expect it. You know, that's kind of who we are as a team. We spread you out and shoot a lot of threes and try to put pressure on our opponent and push the ball and play with pace. And to be honest, I don't think we've shot it that well the first half of the season. Tonight was one of our better nights from three for the year. And I expect us to shoot better from three in the second half of the season.
Steve, will you do any extra film prep with all these days off before Cleveland? Will you treat it any differently?
No, we'll take tomorrow off, and then we'll have two practices Saturday and Sunday, but no shoot around Monday because it's a 5 o'clock game. So Sunday will almost be a shoot around. So Saturday will be our prep game. But it's been such a long time since we've had 3 days before a game, so it does give us a little bit more of an opportunity to prepare. But as far as what we do on the floor, we won't change our routine.
Steve, as you touched upon, your three-point shooting until tonight hasn't really been what it was in past years. What do you attribute that to, if anything?
I have no idea. It's not like it's that far off. I think, what are we shooting, 38 or 39%? And last year we shot 41. Yeah. So it's not too much different. But if I had to guess, it was just adding some new players. Last year was we had total continuity across the roster, and everybody who played consistent minutes was back. So we were in a good flow right from the beginning. And this year we've had to experiment with some things and rotations and that kind of stuff. So maybe that's it.
Clay, you shot it pretty well tonight. Did you feel you needed? Did you feel refreshed, I guess, after having the day off the other night and a couple days off?
I did, and it felt great to be out there. It was an unfamiliar feeling a couple nights ago, but I felt great, and I think we looked really good tonight. We only had 39 to 14 assist turnover, and it was a great effort by everybody on this team.
You guys are right around 38% from three as a team this season. Last year you were around 41, 42. Can you feel that 3-4 percentage point dip this season?
Not really. It's probably going to come up anyways. Just got to get hot for a couple games. And 38% as a team is still really good. But it can be better, and we will be better. I know it's going to get better if we just, keep taking really good shots. And that's what we did tonight.
Clay, forgive me. I couldn't see you on the bench the other night. Did you watch from back here? And what did you do to sort of get through that game?
Hung out with the video interns. And we watched the game together. Yeah, it was a good time. No. Had some Gatorade and some water, some body armor. Just stay hydrated and prepare for Thursday.
Clay, you were talking about the 38% shooting from three, but your opponents are only shooting 32. I think you lead the league in three-point defense. Why is this team so good on the perimeter defensively? how much you guys emphasize and what do you think the impact is?
I think it's because we play a great length. We got guys who are committed to that end. Defense is a lot of effort and communication. We got real pros on this team who realize how important that side of the ball is. And I think we know how important the three ball is. And if we run teams off the line and our ability to score from three, I think it's going to wear on teams. And they can take tough twos around the basket or the mid-range. You know, we pride ourselves on not letting teams go off on us from three.
Clay, is it just me, or have you gotten a lot better at finishing layups near the hoop this season?
I think I've progressed in that area the last couple seasons. Something I still got to work on as far as I take a lot from Steph. He's great at it, one of the best in the game. And it's about being patient and not forcing anything, and I think that's helped me a lot.
Clay, you guys, after the game against Memphis, the way you lost and so forth, after the game, there were some of your fans were kind of panicking a little bit and a little anxious about the way you guys finished. How have you guys recovered from that? It was these past few games to get back to who you are a little bit.
I mean, I don't know who's going to panic on the sixth loss of the season, but it's fanhood, and that's all right. How we get back to it? Just by being sure with the ball, being aggressive, not being hesitant. And just trusting each other. I mean, team's going to go through bad games throughout the season. It's just magnified when you win more.
And next up for the Warriors, an MLK Day matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers here on Monday evening. It's a special 5 p.m. tip-off time. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.